Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, as a CEO of the company in charge of organizing and managing the 2015 World Exhibition in Milan, whose theme is Feeding the Planet, Energy for Life, it's my pleasure to report to you on the outcome of the private sector forum to reduce food insecurity, held last week as a pre-event to this summit and supported by Expo as a very concrete sign of our commitment. In the final statement by the forum, the Carta di Milano, Charter of Milan, representatives of the private sector expressed their engagement on food and nutritional security. The Carta di Milano is at once a declaration of intention and a programmatic document that affirms the vigorous commitment by the private sector to be an integral part of the solution to food insecurity. To this effect, the Charter remarks that, and I quote, the most effective way for the private sector to make its contribution is as part of an integrated long-term strategic approach that involves national government, international institutions, development agency, and food chain partners. End of quote. The full text of the Charter will be attached to the report of the summit. In the interest of time, let me briefly report on its core content. The Charter of Milan covers four main areas, which are issues related to productivity and efficiency in achieving food security, issues related to ensuring sustainability, issues related to food value chains and business practices, and issues related to partnership and enabling policies. In relation to productivity and efficiency, the statement highlights the role of farmers, smallholders, supply companies and consumers, as well as the importance of farming techniques, supplying mechanisms and waste reduction on the way from the farmer to the consumer. On sustainability, the Carta di Milano calls on governments and other partners to ensure that sustainability is established as one of the main goals of agriculture development assistance programs. With respect to business practices, states our commitment to increase the emphasis of sustainable food value chains as element of core business strategies, particularly in developing countries. Onto partnership and enabling policies, the Charter remarks that any initiative by the private sector can only be effective with a broad strategy that brings together all stakeholders. I'm glad to report that the Carta di Milano calls on Expo 2015 as an important platform to promote, coordinate, and facilitate global and local actions leading to improved food and nutritional security together with FAO, IFAD, and WFP, Food Industry Federations, and the World Economic Forum. In being such a platform, Expo wants to offer a very practical contribution to the achievement of the United Nations Millennium Development Goals, whose the deadline is precisely 2015, as well as to the implementation of the Declaration of Food Security expressed by the G8 in Aquila last July. Ladies and gentlemen, the companies of the private sectors subscribing the Carta di Milano are action-oriented and committed to translate the good intention expressed during this meeting into concrete action and timelines for implementation. In doing our part, Expo 2015 will continue supporting the partnership launch at the Private Sector Forum by organizing early follow-up events on the implementation of the Carta di Milano. Expo 2015 represents the occasion of a meaningful world gathering, as well as the opportunity to set up a process of value creation on feeding the planet, energy for life, for the entire world. I'm happy finally to report that with the FAO, the Commissioner of Italian Government for Expo, Letizia Moratti, and myself have signed last week a memorandum of understanding which launches a long-lasting collaboration and is already bringing fruit, as shown by the contribution of the Carta di Milano of this important summit. Thank you.